Begin the current daf Masech the Sanhedrin daf Yud Gimel. Begin on Beis. Begin to Tosmata. Begins the Gemara. Ikke Benayu. The between them is Yom Tikufa Goyim. Yom Tikufa Maschil is the day Tikufa, the beginning of the end. Lema Sami, it's not clear. But Tais is bothered and he says, well, the Leish Shayach kind, you can't say here, which generally is a concept. We say Tana Basel at Tfuyasa, that the later Tana is coming to add on something. So maybe that's what we're saying. He's coming to add on more. So you'd say that Reb Shimon is the one that holds Yom Tikuv as Gomer because he's coming to add on to the words of Tana Kama. And this is what says, no, keep the Mavsik Shar Tanoi, since there are other Tana that get in the way, the Ka'asi, Litfuy, Allah, you could say he's coming to add on to them because they're Tana number one and number four in the different Tanoim. Where it's like also talking about regarding what you could light with on Shabbos, and it seems like you'd say one would add on more. You say, no, not necessarily. It could be on the other Tanakh, on Nachum HaMadi that was there in the middle, and it could be that not necessarily. You could, we still say, but solely Messiah. We don't say that the later Tanakh definitely was coming to add on. Next test must begin with the words of the Gemara. Shama's Chaydish B'Gaymer, which means Shama Ovev Shal Tekufa, safeguard that the season of the spring, Shiba Chaydish Nisan, has to be in the Chaydish, in the lunar month when it's renewing itself. Like Pirish B'Gaymer, Rashi explains, Ovev Shal Tekufa as Nisan, the spring of the spring season, Haina that is Nisan Shal Chama, of the solar year, Shiba Techi Mechidush Shalavana B'Mikta, that's at least be a little bit in the new part of the lunar Nisan, Mekama, you may chedusha. How much is it in its renewal process? Yadal is 14 days. Mekama Eilach, he is shown that from that point onward it's old. So it says of kasha difficult because the mekinim. If that's the case, my kasha lay. What's the gemara asking? Blah blah. Adar extend adar. Lema, why don't you just say the ksavri yom tikufa gaimer that he holds because the day of tikufa is the end. The namim abrin la adar. Even if you're going to extend adar and the chay yomer and you're going to push it up one day, noivu tikufa be a dalad. So the tikkuv is going to be on the 14th, which is the Gemara. Umaschal nisan shalcham, but it's going to come out to start on the 15th. We'll have b'teich mechadusha shalavan. It's not going to be in the days of renewal. So what's the question anyway? But moreover, mashma, it sounds like b'perikoy b'itkin later on daf memalfa beis, the chadusha shalavana, actually the new part of the levana, is mamshach at tezvav. It's actually not until 14, up until 15. Kadam Rabbi Yechon says that masim avarchen ala chaydish, to when can you make the kiddush levana? Actually, the smell of big masa until it fills up, it's begam. Mefarshna, the Nadar is explained. It's at Tezayin, up until the 16th. So you see, up until the 15th, it's still by Chidusha. Still on its waxing. So that says, when nearly it appears to me, the Ksabi Acherim, the Acherim hold, Yom Tikufa Goyim. The day of the Tikufa is the end. The Chidusha Levana at Tezvav, and the renewal of when you write, it's up until the 15th. So Hilkach, that's why, because when the fells of the Tikufa is Nisan, the Tezvav on the 15th, Ma'abin you extend, because the lekat the kufas nisan shalcham bechidush alabon the klai, you're not going to have it on its renewal at all. Uparach, and the Gemara asks, labrula ad, what do you mean, why don't you extend ad, because they should deep out the kufa be your dalad, then it'll be on the 14th. Ubiyam tezvah maschal nisan shalcham, and then the 15th they'll start the nisan shalcham, which they could yemech bechidush alabon, and then you will have one day nechidush alabon. So the 2 points are how they work together. Now, Bahadam, Bishili Perikam, it says at the end of the first paragraph, Shandav Chaval Menaf, Kichazis, the Mashchat Kufis Tavis. When you see that if the Tekufas Tevis extends at Shittur B'Nisan, when the winter season continues up until the 16th of Nisan, La'abra, La'hai Shata, and you extend the year, B'loi Techishla, and you don't be concerned, the Chesiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Shama Es Chedish Aviv, which means Shama Es Aviv Shal Tekufa V'Hulu, like we're saying over here, says it nearly appears to me, Afilab and Nefel B'Yam Tezayin Gufe, Kamar, that even if it falls on the 16th, B'Ksav Yim Tekufa Gaimen, and he holds that the Tekufa is the end, Afilab, the chimo ba'arta la'ader. So even if you can extend ader, but noifah b'tezvav, you're going to be on the 15th. Like avashal tekufa b'chidush the nisan. You're not going to have the season in the chidush of nisan. Avli mashcha atezvav. But if it extends until the 15th, ma'abrin la'ader, then you would extend ader. And b'lemer bin l'lashat, then you would not then make the year until leap year. V'hotekama this that it says leitecha shlo, don't be concerned for haina. That just means to say loimer, to say dachemi. Well, this is just the others that yichidahi. It's an individual opinion, and bein alacha kamois, and alacha would not be like that. The pirshim mekunch. That's why I say no. Don't worry for that, and passing like that because you hold of this drasha. Now me, however, hasam kasha. There's difficult because lamali taima. Why didn't the reason mishum aviv shal tekufa as we just quoted? Typically, mishum tekufa is tishrei. Forget about Nisan, but about Tishrei, the Kishon, the fellas, the Kubas Nisim Yem Tezayin. when Tekuvas Nisan is on the 16th, Nefilas Tekuvas Tishrei, Pa'amim B'chof Aleph, sometimes the 21st, Pa'amim B'chof Beis, on the 22nd. Nefilas Tekuvas Tishrei B'chof Aleph, like Nefilas Mekhtas Chag B'Tekuvi, not going to have even some of the sukkahs of Chol HaMoed in the Tekuva Chadasha. The Sovah, because he holds Yom Tekuva Gomer, is the end. But says this, L'Pesha Ben Tam, Asa Shabbat, according to Ben Tam's interpretation, it makes sense, which we quoted previously, the Melachti Chamashcha Tekuvas Tevers at Shit Benisan, because when Tekuvas Tevers continues until the 6th of Nisan, Menafla Betchilas Halayla, and it falls on the beginning of the night, or Bivav Shais Balayla, or 6 hours into the night, then in Sachal Abba, then you don't have to extend Mishim Tekuvas Tishri, because Tekuvas Tishri, the Saga Din Avri Yom Echad Adar Oy El. It's enough to just extend one day of Adar or El, of a Tiba Tekuvas Tishri Bechavbay, and then Tishri will be on the 60th. I mean, on the 20th, and you'll have part of Chodesh HaMoed, because he's not going to turn Vadu Rosh. But Mila Pirsha Kuntri is Nami Yishlam, even according to Rashi, who holds that's not an option because you'll have a problem about Adu, the Aslamema that's coming to say the Hasim Davka, that specific of Badiki, Mashchat Shitzer, and extends up until the 60th, Ibri, you extend it. Avalim Nefeles Bechameser, but if it falls on the 15th, later you don't extend. Avalim Nefeles Betchilas Hayoim, Oy, Bavav, Shoiz, Bayim. Even if it falls out on the beginning of the day or 6 hours in the day, Na'abil Adr, ready to extend Adr. Avagav, the Tekuvas Tishrei, Nefeles, Bechof Aleph, even though Tekuvas Tishrei can fall on the 21st, Leitech, there's no concern, the Kamel Kachem, because we're like the Achem, the Chashim, the Tekuvas Tishrei, that we're not concerned actually with Tekuvas Tishrei. And the reason is because Leitechin, Chag Asav, they don't dash on Chag Asav, they actually only dash on Aviv, and not that, and therefore it's not difficult according to Rashi's Pshat either. Who even though we don't want Adu, the Meili cannot be Ma'adur Chaydish, but that's what I say, maybe because when the Ravun is coming to say that only if Tekuvas Tevers would extend up until the 6th of Nisan would be Ma'abur the year, but if it ends on the 15th of Nisan would not extend the year, rather it would be Ma'abur the Chaydish Adur, maybe Tekuvas Tevers would end on the 14th, Tekuvas Nisan would start on the 15th, and even if Tekuvas Tevers would end on the 15th of Nisan, and if that's the case, like we said, oh, Tekuvas Tamas is on the 25th of Tishrei, and the Ravun holds Yom Tekuvas Goyim, comes at Tekuvas Tevers starting on the 22nd, that's okay. Because we can extend Chedesh Adar, because Rav Huna holds like Dachem, according to them, there's no concern to Tekuvas Tishrei falling out in Sukkot, like we said, because they don't make this drasha. Next test, Master, because they begin the word of the Gemara, but Abra LaAdar. So I said, wait a second, according to Dachem, there were two much Tekuvas Nisan, why don't you extend Adar? And now, Philip Pesher, according to the Parach, Lekulu Tanoi, the question is actually going on all the Tanoim. But obvious from his answer, the question was also according to the Lachem. If that's the case, it's a wonder, because my Kusha, what type of question is that? Rabbi Shmuel, you think just like you extend a year, make a leap year when it's necessary, so do you extend a month when it's necessary? It says, which is, this is how you should see it, and you should sanctify. Bama Ravin says, "Hi, the Tana Rabbi Bashmul. Which Tana is Sachemi? The Tana Gluna Bray Sachemi. They say that we never extend when it's necessary because only 4 days. So it's always exact. On off. So we never extend for necessary. So how could you even ask Rabbi La'Adar according to the Achem, which the question of the Gemara is going on." Rabin is not coming to answer the question of extending the other, because the Pishlel, like we already explained, is on the Manalf and the Maschel, Rabbi Yisi.